Saving such, we're saving such. Saving such, we're saving such. You don't even know the half, cause we're saving such.
Welcome to the Save the Such podcast. I'm Cliff Anderson.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Trey.
What's poppin', Queens? It's Tiana.
Welcome to another episode. This is episode 4, and it's called Cheaters.
Cheaters. Cheaters. Ooh, that was insane.
Oh. We ain't even practiced that. Ooh. So if you're joining us again, thank you. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel and tell somebody about it. If you don't know where it is, and you're listening to the podcast, just go to YouTube and search Saved and Such.
Why did that lady pop up? And we'll pop up.
She straight down.
That's because the blinds are open.
I just looked over there. So, I see an old lady, yo.
What Trey is talking about, we are recording and the window is open. And all of a sudden, a figure just popped up in front of the window.
She's like, she was up to something.
Mm-hmm. She cheating, nah, I'm telling you. She on her way.
She heard the episode and was like,
hurry up, get out the back door. You know what?
My wife is coming.
Yo.
So how y'all doing today, man?
Good. Blessed. Blessed and highly favored.
I like that answer. Are you blessed, Cliff?
I am.
I'm highly favored.
Mm. Wow. So you're the only one that's not saved.
That's fine. So thank you again for joining us on YouTube. And thank you for everybody that's listening to the podcast on Google, Apple, or Spotify. And we're going to get started. So why do people cheat? People, men and women.
I feel like those who have cheated before should talk first.
We are exactly 1 minute in, man, and the bus has ran shots over us. Shots fired, man. Why do people cheat? I think people cheat because of immaturity. It's a sign of immaturity because, like you, people always think I cheat because I lack something in a relationship or blase, blase, blase. When you easily could voice this concern.
I feel like for me, I don't like how like cheating is. I mean,
yeah, go ahead, get it straight. Yeah, get it straight.
I don't like how cheating is always just like so one sided. Like, all right, the person that cheated is always the bad guy. Like, I feel like the person that's getting cheated on sometimes plays a role in the
relationship. So why not break up with them?
Like I said, sometimes the person plays a role in a relationship of the resulting in the person cheating.
So why not break up with them?
It is not that simple.
It's not always that easy.
Why?
Because
it's
ain't
easy for you to cheat.
It's way easier sometimes, yes.
And to go back home.
Sometimes, yes.
To your girl who's doing the same
thing. Or your guy.
Or your guy.
Okay, yeah.
That has or has not changed that problem.
Okay, let's
sometimes the problem changes off of getting cheated on.
Let's explore this.
Wow.
Let's explore this. Wow. So sometimes in relationship, people are lacking certain things, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether it's emotional cheating or physical cheating, they're still lacking. Like, if we're in a relationship and I'm not a good communicator, but you need somebody that's a good communicator, you're going to get that from somewhere else.
But why can't you, if you're a good communicator, why not communicate with the person who's not a good communicator?
Say for instance,
you're not always going to get the full package of relationship. It's always going to be something that the person is lacking. You're not getting 100%.
You clearly got something to say. Say what you got to say, high speed.
Because I just feel like regardless of what's lacking and regardless of the issues you're having, you can either talk about the issues that you're having that's lacking. You don't have to find it from or go somewhere else to find that. And if you feel like you have to go somewhere else to find it because maybe it's not changing, then you leave that person. I don't think it's easier to cheat than to leave someone who's not fulfilling your needs.
Okay, before we continue, one, we're not saying cheating is okay.
Correct.
And I feel like that's what I'm in a relationship.
I'm not saying it's okay.
We're just saying, based on our experience and our personal lives and people we know, this is the reason, the possible reason that some people cheat.
Right.
Some people cheat for the thrill of cheating, for the sake of cheating.
There's two sides of every story.
It is. And like you said, sometimes people think that's the only thing they can do. Like, if you're married for 15 years and you tell your husband, oh, you're not communicating with me, or oh, you're not hugging me enough, and your husband hears you but he ignores you, it's not surprising that she went out and got it from somebody else. But she went out and got it from somebody else because
she wasn't giving it
from my husband.
You were lacking.
Now, with that being said, you can't say, I said this on Monday, Thursday I'm ready to divorce him. You can't say
it's
that.
It's not that
right.
easy.
It's not that it's easy, not that, but so okay, you say that on Monday and then go out and cheat on Thursday and that's better?
That's an easier decision to come to, yes. With divorce, you're talking about house, kids, property, a whole lifestyle.
And cheating, you're talking about possibly getting pregnant or getting someone else pregnant and bringing home an STD.
Yeah, these are possible. And that is an easier decision to make for some people. It's easier to go out and cheat.
Listen, guys.
Than to do the work.
Tiana's never cheated before.
I've never cheated.
That's why she feels so strongly about
I've
this.
I've never cheated.
But me and Cliff has both been in a situation where we was... Have you been cheated on before?
Several times.
I've been cheated on... Sorry.
And I'm Cliff.
I've been cheated on as well as cheated on someone.
You've been the cheater.
I've been both. I've been on both sides. Exactly.
I've gotten cheated on. And for me, personally, I feel like as far as being in the relationship, I was providing. I was doing what a girlfriend's supposed to do. So I don't see where the need to cheat came in.
You were not doing everything.
But if that's the case, what could have... Because sexually, you were getting whatever you wanted.
So at that
physically,
point...
Physically, mentally, emotionally, I was supportive.
So okay. At that point, did you look yourself in the mirror and be like, what did I do?
Yes, I always do. I always blame myself for being cheated on. Nothing. Because financially,
yo, you're not going to tell me nothing. That he went out and cheated and you did nothing.
Yes, because he was a dirtbag.
Can I ask a question?
What?
How do you know you was doing all the stuff right? Did he say these things?
You're not on your A game 100% every
day. Of course, but that's what men do. They tell you, it's good. You're good. I love you. Everything is good. And then they're out cheating.
On that day that he cheated, what were you doing that day? What happened that
Working. Day? Working. And actually, that was one occasion because I actually forgave him. He said he'd never do it again. He begged me to take him back. Took him back. He cheated on me again while he was with me.
So why did you stay the first time he cheated?
The first time because I so-called thought I loved him. And he begged me to take him back and he was so sorry. It was an accident. Da, 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 da. So, okay, I'll give you a second chance. He did it again.
So who
but he did it again in front of me.
I'm
not blaming him for the second time. The second time was me, definitely, because I took him back.
This is my question. You say you was doing everything, right? How do you know that was everything for him?
I don't know if it was everything for him, but here's my thing. If I wasn't doing everything for him or what he needed, why was he begging me to take him back?
Because everybody likes to have their cake and eat it too.
Exactly. That's my thing.
But why not communicate? The cake, though.
Why not communicate with me and tell me that there's something that lacking?
That's when immaturity comes into
play. That's what I was about to say.
Exactly.
And that's why.
Right, but if you're feeding me and you're telling me I'm doing this, I'm this, it wasn't me, it wasn't my fault. How am I supposed to know if I'm lacking in a certain area?
He wasn't mature enough to communicate, or he didn't have the ability to communicate that to you.
Right. So as a woman, right? Because you're saying You there's no way you're doing everything right. Okay, you can say that, but how do I know?
Do you want to dig deeper in your study of Reformed theology? The All of Life for God podcast, presented by Reformation Heritage Books, offers you weekly sermons, audiobook chapters, and interviews that will help strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. So what are you waiting for? Just search All of Life for God wherever you get your podcast and start listening today.
Presented by Reformation Heritage Books.
So how do you... That's what I'm saying. That's why you didn't know.
Okay.
Because he couldn't communicate. Let me ask you this question. And again, I'm not saying cheating is right. Camera guy, you see this. Everybody sees this. But I'm going to ask the question. Why do women need this really profound answer on why men cheat?
Because when you cheat, we feel like it's something about us. We ultimately blame ourselves. So you're saying like a woman doesn't do anything? That's the first thing we go to. What was it about me?
And this, okay, to that point right there, why did you go there? How come it can't be?
Because it's
he's
like,
dumb, and that's the reason he cheated.
No, that we go there first because that's the thought. What if it was something I wasn't doing? But like I said, if they're feeding you that's our own insecurities.
Facts. That's what I was,
that's our
I
own.
You said it, and I have to say
that is facts. Our own insecurities that we weren't good enough or that we weren't doing something for him. But if he's telling us that we're doing everything right, and then goes out and cheat. We're left to think that, okay, he said I was doing everything right. He still went out and cheated.
You're just
a dirtbag then.
I don't like how it's like,
yes, I'm sorry.
Guys are the cheaters.
Okay, women cheat too.
It's a lifetime
city girls.
Too. Women cheat too, and I know a lot of women who cheat. I know a lot of women who cheat, but so for guys and girls, I can't speak for men because I'm not a man, but the first thing we think is, what did we do? What was it about us? So we do that self-evaluation.
You know what you should have did? You should have washed this down with some Save and Such water.
Come on now.
Brought to you by Save and Such.
I'm feeling a little parched right now.
I think the cheater should take a sip. Go ahead.
Cheers.
Cheers to growing and maturing.
Awesome.
Little partake?
I'm not a cheater. I'll take mine later. I'll take mine later.
It might help you to not cheat, people. Get your Save and Such water on. Hit us up on Instagram. Mm. We won't send you a bottle, but you can still hit us up. Mm-hmm. So, people cheat. Okay. There's no actual, like, black and white reason people cheat. People cheat for various reasons.
I feel like it's kind of narrowed down to two things, though.
And that is what?
It's either their significant other was lacking something, mm-hmm. or the other person is just a dog.
Or...
It's one or the other. Yeah. Every case is one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Look at Derek, your cake
look at Derek Jackson.
Ooh, good old DJ. Uh-huh. Good old DJ. Mm-hmm. He's a habitual cheater.
Yes. And was preaching to people about not cheating, but was the cheater.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it goes. People do stuff because they think they won't get caught. Why do people rob banks? Because they thought they weren't going to get caught.
And got the other shorty pregnant.
That's cold as ice. That like
so do y'all think cheating can be an addiction?
An addiction?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like be addicted to cheating?
100%. Mm-hmm. I feel like because of the thrill of cheating, because cheating, you know you're gonna get caught. Yeah, mm-hmm. People are super horny. That's what our cameraman said, that Derek Jack was horny. And that's what he said. That's real talk.
I don't think he did it because he was horny. I think it was because his wife.
Wow.
You
said it online, too.
What about his wife?
We're recording.
Yeah, what about his wife?
It was the parents for me.
But that's your taste. That's your taste. He could be very well attracted to his wife.
I don't think so.
Wow.
And I'm not the source, but I heard from a source.
You heard from a source that knows him?
That he wasn't attracted to her no more.
No more.
That happened.
So he started cheating.
That happened.
Yo,
literally
I don't like
all
the
time.
That like... When people, I'm not just saying men, I'm saying,
please
I'm
say
not
women
just saying
too.
Women, I'm saying men as well. Like, you get in a relationship.
And let yourself or,
why? Just because you
already
have.
Because you get comfortable.
Have,
I wouldn't do that. I don't think you should do that because I think.
Don't get comfortable around me.
Men, it's talked about how women let their self go a lot, but men let themselves go a lot too.
Right.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to even be physically. Like, you're not doing the same things you were doing when you first met me. You're not showing or telling me how much you love me like you did when you first met me or how much you want me. Mm-hmm. Like, you fall off in that way. And then for men, it's the appearance. So, of course, you're going to get comfortable. You're going to see me in this season, you know, where I'm comfortable.
But you shouldn't just be doing it for your significant other. You should be doing it for yourself.
Right, but that's the problem. A lot of people don't do stuff for themselves, and that's why I think it's very important to have a season where you're not in a relationship and you can get to know yourself. Because if you're getting to know yourself, you're actually doing things for you. Whereas if you're in a relationship all the time, you're doing things to be in a relationship. You're not even finding out who you are.
So you telling me because you're in a relationship... You can't grow yourself.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
that's
like.
Exactly
I'm
what
saying
you're
when
right.
you're jumping from relationship to relationship and not taking that time to get to know you. You need a period where you get to know you, because when you're in a relationship, you're not just focused on yourself. You're focused on everything else. You have a relationship. Some people who have kids, you have a relationship, you have kids. You have work. You have church if you're going to church. You have all these things you're taking care of. A lot of the times, that personal time falls off. You don't have really enough time. And I'm not saying you don't have time. You don't have enough time to get to know who you are. So I just feel like if people took the time out to actually get to know who they are and what they want and the things that they acquire from who they're going to be with, then cheating wouldn't be as much of a big problem, because then you'll know what you're looking for once you get into that relationship. You won't settle with anything. You'll find value in who you are. And when you find value in who you are, you can actually say, or you can actually be with someone for who they are and not just to fill a void within yourself, or just to be with, or say you're in a relationship. And in today's society, a lot of people are just doing that. They're just with people just to fill a void and just to say that they're with someone. So then they cheat.
So you're saying that someone can't grow individually because they're in a relationship?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's kind of
I'm saying they don't take the time to get to know. You can grow in a relationship. As far, you can grow. There are things that you can grow with, but you still need that alone time with yourself. There's just certain things that you get from being alone that you don't get from being in a relationship. Learning to take care of yourself. When you're in a relationship, you're taking care of everything and everyone else. You don't really have time to take care of yourself or figure out the wants and the needs. In my opinion, I just feel like you need some space or some time to get to know who you are and what you want.
How long has it been?
For me?
Yeah.
I haven't been in a relationship since 2014.
That's exactly why, then. I got you. Like, yo, you can have a long time in a relationship. Like,
I'm not saying it takes 6 years, but I know exactly what I'm looking for.
And you can know exactly what you're looking for in 2 weeks. Just off of the last relationship.
I don't think so. Because that's you're basing that off of your last relationship.
Right,
because there's going to be, no, because there's going to be other things that come up that you don't necessarily like. And if you leave every relationship because of one, something that comes up that you don't like, That's not healthy.
Every one of your exes is learning lessons. Okay. You're learning from that relationship.
Okay.
So if I break up, or if me and the person that I was just with 2 weeks ago, we break up all of a sudden, I get with another female next week, I didn't give enough time because it was 2 weeks.
What's enough time for you. But in my opinion, 1 week to jump into another relationship.
What's the time limit? How long should someone
wait? But I know for me, 1 week would not be enough, because I need to figure out what else. If that didn't work for me, that's me fixing one problem. One surface problem. There could be a deeper problem that I need to figure out, or figure out what exactly I'm looking for, what exactly it is that I want.
You can't help who God throws your way and who you fall in love with.
But everything is not God throwing someone your way. Some stuff is just you lusting. The enemy knows how to put people in your life as well, as distractions, and you going for the first thing you see, or the first thing that catches your eye, or in the beginning they look like something that you pray for or that you want. The enemy knows how to place a distraction in your life for a reason. And then later on down the line, you're back at square one because you didn't take that time to get to know yourself. You just took the first thing that came your way, and God heard my prayer. He put it
okay.
in my life.
Okay, let me. Okay, there's no right answer here. The answer is very. The answer is very specific per person.
Yeah,
Trey
yeah.
doesn't fit like I agree with both of y'all in a sense, but to say that it could possibly be a distraction, but it also could be the thing that you're supposed to have. Just as fast, God does not work in time. He does not work in accordance to our time.
Also,
you have to be able to discern that.
Again, that's not a time thing, though.
Right, but that's a you thing. You knowing how to discern and you knowing you.
Right. We're talking about time here. Yeah.
So, me and my ex was broken up for probably like a month and a half before my girl now got together. And me and my girl now has been together for almost 6 years with two beautiful kids.
Preach.
If I would have looked at her and be like, too soon... You feel me? Like, we wouldn't have accomplished as much as we have in 6 years as far as
creating a missed out.
But I'm not saying...
I would have missed out on the opportunity.
I'm not saying you should do that.
But you're saying it's a time frame on that.
No. I said that depends on you. For me, it's not a week. jumping into another relationship. That's me. But I also know what I want and what I'm looking for. That's you. If you knew when you met her that you were ready, and you knew when you met her that this is who God put in your life, or you felt like you wanted to get to her, know her, that's you. But I'm saying there are people out there who jump from one relationship to another relationship to fill a void so that they don't feel
alone. If you don't take risks, how you going to find that person, though?
Can I ask a question about this whole void thing? Don't everybody have a natural void? Because the way that God made people, he made us to naturally long to be with another person. Am I right or wrong?
I don't agree with that.
How?
Because there's very much, and even in the Bible, it says that if you're going to get married, for some people, they can't hold off having sex.
Right.
It's better to get married. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who don't need to be with anyone or who don't long to be with anyone. Because that relationship, sometimes that void that you're feeling, you're longing, he fills that void. Another person doesn't fill that void.
Not saying that he don't. I'm aware of that. All I'm saying is that people naturally long to be with other people, whether they admit it or not. Adam wanted
to. I don't think that's true. Some people don't.
That's right. Everyone's goal in life.
Not Adam, everyone. Some Adam people are fine with being single.
Adam was by himself. It's like, God, look, it's boring here. Kind of need a girl. Then he made him a girl.
That's not true. God put Eve there to be his helpmate.
That's my point.
Because he was doing everything alone. It wasn't because he was lonely.
How much you want to bet God was like,
it wasn't. Not because he was lonely.
Okay.
He put her there to help. To help me.
Okay.
To help where he lacked. It wasn't about him being in a relationship. It was about having that person there so he's not doing everything. But some people are okay with not doing everything. Some people serve God their whole life.
Is it anywhere in the Bible where anybody know where Eve did? What did Eve do?
It says in the Bible he placed Eve there as his helpmate.
Okay. What did Eve do, though? What did she help him with? Does it say that anywhere in the Bible?
I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Exactly.
No. Even with that,
she helped him sin.
No, we're not even going to go on that subject because God told Adam not to eat from the tree.
Okay.
Adam ate from the tree.
So
Adam was disobedient.
Listen, okay. I got that. Adam was disobedient, but he ain't gonna know. He didn't think about it until he had a wife.
It don't matter. Because in the Bible it says he put... We're off subject, but whatever.
Are we though?
You did it first.
He put Eve there as a helpmate.
And all I'm asking is, what was Eve... I ain't never seen a scripture.
What did she help with?
I'm going to look up this scripture and I'm going to give it to you.
Please.
Because
we got time.
Even if it doesn't say exactly what she did, she was put there to help him.
And I'm aware of that. And all I'm saying is...
So it doesn't have to say
helping
what she
him
did.
Was also just being his wife, being his companion. That's a help.
Right, but you're saying that everyone... longs for that. Not everyone longs for that. There are people who are comfortable and okay with being alone.
I'm aware of that. And I'm not saying that doesn't exist. But all I'm saying is that naturally, we have a natural longing to be with somebody else. Not saying that you can still long for something and not have it and be okay with not having it. You can accept the fact that you don't have it. I want a PlayStation 5. And I want one bad. But I can accept the fact that I don't want to spend the money. That don't make me not want to want it because I don't have it. I accepted the fact that I don't have it.
I definitely agree with you, bro.
The Bible talks about people being blessed with singleness. I can't quote the scripture because I don't know it, but it's in there. Google it, people. I think everybody, that's just, okay, that's my opinion. Like, that's your opinion that everybody needs time. So if you're watching this and listen to this, we're going to put a poll out of how much time you think people should take.
Why are y'all putting a time frame on it? Because I never put a time frame on it. That's dependent on you.
But you said 2 weeks was too soon.
Exactly.
For me. I said for me.
You didn't just say
that
for you.
I said speak for me. Yes, I did.
In the beginning? No. You might have switched it up, but you said 2 weeks is too soon.
For me. Okay. Well, I put the for me.
Can you roll the tape?
I can't. Yeah, roll the tape.
Can you roll the tape?
All I'm saying... I don't care how long it takes for you. Your time is not my time. Your time is not my time. It might take me longer.
Oh, I'm aware.
But what I'm saying is we each know what we want. We each know who we are, what we need to figure out. But some people do need time because some people will avoid their problems, get into another relationship, continue to avoid the things that they need to fix within them.
I'm going to ask you one question. And one question only.
Ask me the question.
If 2 weeks, if you're saying to yourself 2 weeks is too soon.
For me.
How much time do you need?
I don't know how long it's going to take.
So how can you say 2 weeks is too soon if you don't know how much time you need?
2 weeks is too soon for me because I know that there's things, and speaking from right now in this moment.
You can't speak on this moment because it's been 6 years.
Right, so right now it's been 6 years for me and I know I'm still not ready to be in a relationship. I'm still not where I want to be mentally.
You're never going to be coming into a relationship perfect.
I'm not trying to be perfect. But I'm not trying to be perfect at all. So, but what I'm saying, there's things that I need to fix.
Hold on. What does ready look like to you? For you?
To me, that's dealing with not wanting to be with people just because of abandonment issues that I had from my childhood. There's things that I need to deal with and be delivered from before I can think about getting into a relationship. Because if I do not be, if I'm not delivered from that, I'm going to carry that into my relationship.
True story.
But I also feel like a significant other can help with that as well, though. You don't have to deal with it all by yourself.
Knowing who I am, if I get into a relationship, knowing that I put 150% into everything I do, a relationship, if I get in, I'm not going to focus on myself. I'm not going to focus on getting free from those things. A significant other can't help me with being, I have to want to be delivered. I have to want that. And I can bring forth my own deliverance. But it's about dealing with that stuff. And I'm not saying a significant other can't help other people, but knowing me, if I get into a relationship right now, it won't be because I love that person or I want to be with that person. It's because it's a want and it's because I want it now. And it's because it's filling that void of me not wanting to be alone. It won't be genuine love for me. And I know that because when I get in relationships, I go from 0 to 100. I'm like, oh, I'm in love with you after a week. But it's not love. It's the idea of love. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know me, and not literally like that. But I have an issue with people coming into my life, and I do anything for them to stay. Because I've had those abandonment issues. I was abandoned by my mother. I didn't know my father. I was in and out of foster homes. So for me, that abandonment caused issues to where when people come in, I don't want them to leave. I'll do anything. And that's why I say when I'm in a relationship, I literally avoid red flags. I avoid them. And that's why I attract dirtbags, because I avoid the red flags because I just want you there. So I'm saying for me, I know what I'm dealing with. I know what the Most High has spoken to me about as far as being in a relationship. I'm not ready for that right now.
Listen, fellas, the DMs is closed right now.
They're closed.
When they gonna be open, though? That's what they wanna know. I'm hearing it from the streets. They tell me. Yeah, when they gonna be open?
That is wild. DMs is closed.
They are. No, we're not opening the DMs until.
The DMs won't be open until she's ready to open them.
They like this right now. They wasn't starting like this. They like this right now. Like,
but see, that's the thing. Like, all the guys that are in my DMs or all the guys that are trying to get to know me or so-called want to be with me, it'll start off good and it'll go exactly down. They want sex right away. It's always about the physical thing with them, and I'm not looking for that. So I know what I'm looking for, and when it comes and when the Most High says this is him or the Most High, I discern it, then that's when I'll know that, okay, I'm going to give this a try. But for me, it's always, they start off good, and then red flags come.
It's the ugly dude that you passed up in your DMs for, that you skipped over.
I actually haven't had any ugly dudes in my DM.
Fellas, you got a chance.
Don't listen to Cliff. Don't listen to Cliff. I'm not saying looks are everything, but everyone has a type. That's all I'm saying.
Cool. So,
and I don't have kids yet, so that's definitely a factor. I need to know for my kids' sake.
What's your type, Cliff?
That's what I'm saying.
That's not even going. We ain't got enough time for that list.
Ooh.
It's an extensive list. It really is. So, the original question was, why do people cheat?
Mm-hmm.
And there is no real answer. It's specific per person. So the next question is about Derrick Jackson. So Derrick Jackson repeatedly cheated on his wife, but his wife stayed with him. Then mm-hmm. And he did it. Didn't he do it again after that?
It was multiple women.
Right. So who's the goofy in this situation?
His. You want to answer it first? Because like, you got a lot to
you
say.
You on your seat right now.
Yeah, facts. I feel like she looked, to me, she looked like the goofy at first. Because it seemed like he like forced her to make that video. You feel me? Like him hugging her hand all tight and her being all quiet, bro, barely saying anything. But when she did her own separate, did y'all see her own separate video?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay, so she had the bonnet on in the first video.
You're stuck with
then
the
second
bonnet.
Video. She had that.
It was bonnet. A hat. What?
Yeah, she had a fitted cap on. But it made more sense because like she brought God into it and basically was saying like, he made his own bed. He's gonna lay in it more or less for real. As his wife, just because the devil tried to sneak into our relationship doesn't mean that we have to end it. You feel me? Like, yeah. I gave him his time. I had my time. I forgave him. And now we're just working on each other. But in the beginning, it was the bonnet for me.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was the bonnet for me.
This bonnet.
And, like, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I kind of thought, like, okay, like, I kind of see why he cheated.
That's
like,
so petty, bro.
Just a tad bit. Just a tad bit.
Oh, my gosh. That's
just
so
a tad
petty.
Bit.
Well, I agree. Like how you were saying, you know, when she brought God in it. Like, mm-hmm. when you're married and you take those vows are serious. Like, everyone's just downplaying marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, those vows are serious. And if you're not ready to be in that type of relationship or make that type of commitment where you live by those vows, you got to understand that when you're getting married before the Most High. Mm-hmm. You're okay. literally making those vows unto him. Like, that's a covenant. And for you to get a divorce, it's not just some easy, okay, naturally it may be easy, sign paper, whatever. Spiritually, that is a hard thing to do. You were one with this person, and now you guys got to separate. The world makes it so easy. Oh, if he cheated on me, I'm just going to leave. But when you're married, it's not that simple. And I don't think people should look at it as being that simple. And if you think it's that simple, don't get married right now.
Okay, first of all, from somebody that's been married and happily divorced, let me say this.
You just okay. everything, huh? You cheated, you divorced.
And such.
What else?
I done it all. Okay, nobody goes to the altar like, I'm going to get married today, but I'm probably going to cheat next week. Everybody goes like, well, most people go.
Sometimes it's done for the money. I ain't gonna
sometimes
lie.
It's done right. for the money yeah. and just to be in a relationship.
Okay, yes. Those are very few and far in between. Mm-hmm. Okay, but most people go to the altar like, I'm going to say these vows and I mean these vows. Okay, but as you go in a marriage, things change. You could be with your girlfriend for 10 years. This is the facts. You could be with your girl for 10 years. It is a whole thing, different thing being married to her. That is a different dynamic. It's a different level of expectations. Are you shaking your head? No?
No, I'm listening to you.
It's a different level of expectations, one for yourself and from God, to be married. Now, the Bible condones divorce if it's infidelity. Mm-hmm. So she'd been in all her rights to get divorced. This man repeatedly cheated on her. And I don't think God would have been like, why you get divorced? Maybe that wasn't his plan for her, but I don't think he would have been like, nah, cuz it's an understandable thing.
I'm not saying her getting divorced isn't understandable. What I'm saying,
and I didn't
like,
say
what
that
you're
you
saying,
said that.
No, but I'm saying what you're saying is that after you get into a marriage, you know, it's a totally different ballgame, but you should know that before you get married.
Okay, granted, yes, you should know that, but you can't really be ready for something you never experienced. I can play high school basketball, college basketball.
But you didn't.
Right, but I did not. Wow. The shade tree. JoJo can play high school basketball.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Reek can play college football, but he ain't gonna be ready for the pro life because he's never been a pro.
But he trained for it. So he's going to adjust and adapt to it because he's trained to get to that part.
And I'm not saying that doesn't happen in marriage, mm-hmm. but there is a difference between we're boyfriend and girlfriend and we're husband and wife.
Right, and so I'm saying take the time to understand that.
And I understand that. You can read every book you want about marriage.
Don't read a book.
You can read a book, go to a seminar, talk about it, dream about it, pray about it. Until you're actually married, you're not going to get that hands-on training.
Let me ask you a question. Do y'all feel like marriage is a little downplayed nowadays?
Yes.
It's, like it's not taken as seriously as it was back in the day.
100%.
100%. What contributes to that, though? Do you feel like social media plays a role into that?
100%.
Social media plays a role in everything.
Social media, music, everything nowadays plays a role in that.
As a woman, if you was Derek Jackson's wife with the bonnet and the fitted hat.
Not the bonnet.
bonnet.
Would you have taken him back? Part two as well. Would you have stuck with him after finding out? Because a lot of people don't know this. Mm-hmm. But yo got a baby on the way with the side chick.
Mama.
Yeah. So, like, what would your role be in that situation? How would you play that?
So, the woman that I am becoming and the woman I am now, I very much would have needed time. But I would have stuck by him.
After the baby too?
I'm saying yes.
Sounds good in theory.
I'm saying yes. Because, like I said, or like we just discussed, marriage is that I know marriage is not something to play with. So when I made those vows and I said till death do us part, till death do us part, and for better or worse, that is the worst. You had a baby on me. You cheated on me. That's the worst for me. That's the worst. So me sticking with my vows, I would have stood by him. Now, am I saying that I wouldn't have been angry or I wouldn't have been angry or that I wouldn't need time? I absolutely would have. I would have been hurt and needed time. But, like she said, the enemy came in. Because when you are Christian or a believer or whatever, you have to think about that as well. Go in everything you do. Like some people say everything's not about God, everything, but it is when you're a believer and you walk in the way. Everything is about God. Everything, the enemy knows how to break you. The enemy knows what to use to try to tear you apart. So if you don't discern that, or if you don't try to work it out or pray or whatever, you're letting him in and win. And I'm not saying all the time it is the enemy.
I was just about to say that. I love that you said that. But what if your man would have came to you and was like, yeah, I cheated on you, but it was the devil?
I'm not taking that as an excuse because you knew.
Okay.
You came to me and you told me it was the devil, so you knew the devil was working and you fell into it instead of getting on your knees and putting your face to the floor and praying. You gave into that. So no, that's not an excuse for me. If you said
it might have been the devil if it happened one time.
I'm gonna try
multiple times.
But like I said, when I asked you earlier, do you think cheating can be an addiction? Because when you're dealing with an addiction, no matter how hard you try to get free of it, that temptation is always there, and all it takes is one moment of weakness. You working on an addiction is extremely hard, and some people downplay the addiction. So if you're a cheater and you're someone who's addicted to it, that's something in itself you have to work
on. Is it addicting to cheating, or is it addicted to sex?
It could be addicted to sex.
You could really be addicted to cheating?
100%.
And it could be the addiction of sex, but again, that's another thing you're dealing with, because then that's something you need to be delivered from. And when you're dealing with these addictions and these different spirits, it's hard. Sexual sin is the hardest sin to overcome. It's the hardest sin, and it's the only sin in the Bible that's different from every other sin. And the reason for that is because when you are committing fornication or you're having sex, you're committing sin against yourself. The other sins, you're doing it against someone else, but for sexual sin, that's an act against yourself, and your body is a temple. So that is the hardest sin to overcome and to stay delivered from.
Well, so before we carry on with the podcast, we got to pay some bills.
Got to pay some bills.
Tiana, could you tell us who this episode is sponsored by?
Hey, Queens. This episode is sponsored by Protecting Her Crown. Protecting Her Crown is an organization based out of Harford County, servicing women of color in need of self-development and self-improvement and embracing the queen that they are. You can find us on our website at www.protectinghercrown.org and on all social media platforms at Protecting Her Crown.
Hey.
That was great.
She turned it on when the lights came on.
That's what, the dude wife might need to call y'all. Derek Jackson's wife.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Oh. You can talk about her bonnet. I just,
wow.
Three seconds of silence.
Wow. Yes.
That was very corny, my
wow.
God.
Wow. Yeah, go
very
ahead.
Very corny.
I'm not hitting nothing. That's my board.
Hit the thing.
Anyway, So yeah, cheating is wrong, clearly.
Duh.
Duh, right? Who didn't know that? People cheat for various reasons.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Last question of the day. Mm-hmm. What prayer are you praying if you're being cheated on or if you're the cheater?
I'm going to speak as someone who's been cheated on since I've never cheated.
Shots fired.
Shots.
We're going to mute her mic.
Honestly, that's a good question because I didn't say a prayer after I was cheated on. I didn't say a prayer after I was cheated on, but I did ask for healing because it hurts getting cheated on and not being with that person. So,
okay.
Sorry. I was just going to say, and I just prayed that the Most High send me someone who's meant for me.
Okay. So y'all actually prayed. All three of us has been cheated on before. Y'all actually prayed after y'all got cheated on?
I didn't pray exact. No, that's just my normal like prayer.
Oh, I was about to say. I wasn't praying after.
Yeah, like that's just a normal prayer. Like, you know, after like me being single, you know, after this happened. But it wasn't like, oh, I got cheated on. Let me go to the altar. Let me pray. No.
So I do think people should pray after they get cheated on. I didn't. Listen, because
I hope I never get cheated on again. Yeah.
Like when she made the point that women, a lot of women automatically think it's something that they did. That's a problem. That's a problem because it's like you said, it's an insecurity that you have. I've been cheated on more than once. Same person, but more than once. Mm-hmm. And after the first time, I knew it wasn't me. And I'm not even saying that in like a boastful manner. I'm saying that as in, I feel like I did my job as a husband and you chose to go do that. Mm-hmm. So that's what you chose to do. Mm-hmm. And there's no excuse. There's nothing I could have did that okayed your decision to go do that.
So that brings us back to the beginning because you said you felt like you did everything as a husband. How do you know she felt that way?
I don't, but it doesn't matter if she felt that way or not.
The table's turned.
Nothing that I could have done justifies her decision to go cheat.
So that's basically the same thing as we talked about earlier.
Like what? What? Explain that.
You don't know. You don't know.
That's the point I was trying to make to you earlier. You don't know. And I'm not. What?
So, in your defense, I'm not taking those sides.
No, I don't.
I'll play the referee. So, for females, I feel like when y'all get cheated on, I feel like y'all automatically look in the mirror like, what did I do? I feel like dudes, we don't do that.
Not at all.
And it's not even pride. I just feel like that's just something we don't do.
But why wouldn't y'all ask yourselves that? I guess I'm curious because you're saying like you felt that way. But how do you know she felt that way?
Again, it goes back to what I just said. I don't think there's no justification for what you did. Period. If I'm asking myself what I did, I'm trying to rationalize it in my mind. Why she was okay with cheating. There's nothing that I could have done or didn't do that made that decision okay.
I understand you saying that in the beginning, like, all right, well, I did everything I needed to do. Do you ever revisit it and be like, what did I do wrong?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I visit, like, what did I do wrong in the relationship, period.
Correct, right.
But not, like, what did I do wrong to cause her to go cheat? Never said that to myself.
Okay.
Because I don't, like I said, I don't think there's something I could have done. You're a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
And in your conscious mind, you made the decision to go out and cheat. Like when I cheated, she asked me, why'd you cheat? I was like, because I wanted to. Simple as that. And that's real talk. Y'all can make all the faces y'all want. This is the conversation. I'm not saying that it's right because it was wrong. But I made a conscious decision to go do it. And that it wasn't like, oh, I cheated because you was doing X, Y, and Z. No. If you was doing it on a Monday and I cheated on a Thursday, you was doing it 4 days. I made a conscious decision this day to go out and mess with or be with other people. Simple as that. What you got? You got something to say.
Oh, nothing. I was just breathing.
You can follow us on all social media platforms at Saved and Such.
And Fight Club.
SavedNSuch.
You got something you want to say before we go?
Nah, I would have said it.
So if you want tickets to our boxing match, please hit a DM.
I got Tiana.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know why.
You didn't play no sports in high school.
I did, though. So mind yourself.
Toast.
Sports.
You like your
That was anointed water. So
listen,
you better pray for forgiveness.
He raised Lazarus from the dead. He can get that water off the floor. This is the Save the Such podcast. Thank you for joining us. I'm Cliff Anderson.
Yeah, what's your boy Trey?
What's poppin', Queens? It's Tiana.
And we are the Save the Such podcast. Like he said, please follow us on all our social media platforms and check us out on YouTube. Episode 4, Cheaters, and it's a wrap.
Save the Such water coming soon, baby.
Save the Such. We out. Don't look like that face, guys. Save the Such.
You don't even know the half, because we're saved in such.